It's episode
19.
Like my age. 19.
I'll be in charge of the episode numbers after the last two attempts you've had.
That was terrible. It's even written down in front of me and I still don't know what episode we're on. There we go.
So two episodes ago you were like, it's episode 17. Wait, what? And last one you're like, what number is it?
This is our debut one. No, it's not. It's not. So yeah, episode 19. Here we are. Back again. Like Shady, back again. Can we say that? Might get sued. We have got a very special guest in this week. I think someone, if you shop in Asda, pretty much everyone knows who Matthew Miller is. So Matthew is the shining beacon of light in Asda. He's never miserable. I've never seen him miserable. Even when he is miserable, he's still twice as happy as I am most of the time. What a guy. So we got Matthew on.
Yeah, and it's a great natural follow-on from last week's episode where Don was talking, or the last episode, I should say.
Well, don't date us, that's dangerous.
I was going to say, there's no promises, I'll get it out within a week, where Don was talking about the customer experience, because to us, having worked with Matthew, he embodies the ideal customer experience. Chatty, friendly, remembers you. And if you don't want to talk, he respects it.
Yeah, absolutely. He is the full boona of checkout operators. Mm-hmm. So let's get straight into what Matthew told us. Today we're joined by Matthew Miller, who a lot of people I think in Perth, if you shop in Asda, you will know Matthew. He is the life of Asda. He is such a positive person. He's laughing already. Let's not lie here. So Matthew is a checkout operator and he's been recently recognised by the staff, by the store and by the people he serves as being a real asset, not just to Asda, but to actually the community. Matthew, thank you for coming on.
Pleasure. No, it's good to be here, Ian. Good to be here. Thank you.
Brilliant. But I mean, I used to work with you. Let's get that out of the way now. We were in the checkouts together many years ago, and I've known you for a long time.
Yes.
And even back then, you've been at the store 12 years, I believe. Is that right?
I have, yes. 13 in August. 13 years in August.
Not that you're counting. 13 in August. So you've been there a while. And
I have, yes.
You are still this shining beacon of light for Asda. And it's... it's amazing. And I used to love working near your checkout on the checkouts together. Our conversations when it was quiet were amazing.
Yes.
Your attitude to life and the way that you come across to the people that you serve, your fellow colleagues, everyone, I think is a proper example of how to live your life. And I congratulate you for that, first of all.
Appreciate that.
And I'm not just egging up because you're in the show. I'm not, I promise.
That's the best intro you've ever done for anyone.
I know.
Even me.
We've had Mr. Motivator on the show and this is still a better intro. So I want to get, I think, deeper into Matthew. You know, what does he like? I know this stuff, but I think people listening want to find out. So I think, first of all, let's go into a bit about your work life. So checkout life. What drives you every day? How have you not run out of conversation yet?
I guess I take an interest in all my customers. And what I love about my job is you're meeting new people all the time. I get my regulars, which is great, you know, but I also get people that are passing through. And for instance, if someone's traveling up to, say, Aberdeen, you can tell them that, you know, I might say that I've been to Aberdeen. I went to Aberdeen about 20 years ago in 2002. If someone's maybe abroad on holiday, although not that we'll be getting many tourists at the moment.
I was going to say no recently, that's for sure.
If I'm serving people that are from a different country, I can find out about where, I can have a conversation about where they're from, find out a bit about the area they live in, the country they're from.
Nice. So it's sort of a genuine interest in other people's lives and what they got to.
I do have a genuine interest, but also it makes a conversation, it makes a shopping experience. The shopping experience doesn't seem so long when you can chat to your customers.
Well, that's, I mean, a 12-hour shift in a checkout is a long time unless you make it something better than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think you do, you make that experience better, not just for the customers, but for yourself as well.
Oh, yes. I mean, it is a long, I always say the shift is as long as you want it to be. And I'm lucky that I've got a job that I enjoy. Obviously not everybody will be in the mood for chat, and then I appreciate that. But, but most people do like a conversation, and I can really, to be honest, no matter what subject they bring up, I can usually have a conversation about it because I'm interested in lots of different things.
But so you have a wide, varied interest, and I've noticed that over the years that you do have that genuine interest in other people, like I've said, but you do like a lot of things, and you know, I've got you on Facebook and I see what you post up, and I won't go too much into that because that's private, but the actual, you get around, you travel a lot, and you enjoy that traveling.
I do. And again, it gives you something to talk about with people. I haven't been traveling for a long time because of the, you know, lockdown. Again, it's difficult to do anything at the moment.
No, because, I know. How are you finding that, Matthew? How are you finding lockdown personally?
It's something that's affecting us all. I try to be sensible. I go for regular walks. I try to find things to look forward to. It's just something we've all got to get used to, Ian.
And actually, we are all going through the same thing in that sense. Some worse than others as far as, you know, how you're dealing with it and all that stuff. But I think your positive attitude towards life in general is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I was just going to say, like, working in a supermarket will really help as well because it gives you that bit of routine still in your life. Because for me, it was actually the only chance I was getting out at one point was on a Monday night.
And actually, from a social point of view, you guys have probably got a much better social life than most people do now because of that interaction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's it. It's, you know, it does give, it gives you routine working in the supermarket. You get, you know, it gives you routine, and you don't...
Don't get stuck in the house, do you?
No,
that's the thing.
And you're meeting lots of different people. You're talking to people. You're communicating with people, and that's important. That's important.
And actually, what I've got on my list here, Matthew, and this is, I think this is a major part of what you bring to the fold here. That you might be the only person that one of your customers has spoken to all week, and that's huge.
It is. You, the sales assistant, might be the only person the customer talks to. And I think it's important to...
Well, it's important to acknowledge it, isn't it? And actually interact and say to them you're there for them. And you might, you know, you are, and you genuinely are there for them. That's what I love about it.
Again, what you've said is true. And you, the sales assistant, might be the only person they talk to. And it's nice to chat with your customer and engage with them.
Exactly. And you don't know what their background is, you don't know what they've been through today. No, but actually if you can bring that little ray of sunshine just for that 5 minutes to the checkout. This is a wee bit controversial. What's your thoughts on self-scan? now don't incriminate yourself here, obviously. But
I'm afraid no comment.
No. Good answer, mate. Good answer.
No comment.
It'll be when you go to the self scan and you scan the first item. It goes, so how's your day been?
It'll be Matthew's voice when it does that, though. It definitely will.
That's what you could do, Matthew. You could take over self scans and just sit in a room with a microphone and chat to people.
I was going to set up a video call because I'd want to see if
that would freak people out. That'd be brilliant.
It's Matthew. Hey. from a personal point of view, then the one thing I definitely have always talked to you about is films. You love films, don't
you? Yes, I do. Yes.
So, like, what have you watched recently? Give us a couple of examples.
What have I watched recently? Well, I watched, as you'll know, Coming to America yesterday.
Yes.
I watched a fantastic film, and I can't wait to see the sequel.
Yeah.
Although it will be weird without Don Ameche and Ralph Bellamy, but, because they, of course, starred in Coming to America, and they also starred in Trading Places, and that was a connection between
such a good film.
What have I seen recently? What films have I watched recently?
Well, nothing at the cinema, obviously. That's a bit of a stickler.
I let's see. Well, I watched, I'm just trying to think what films I've seen recently.
I get this. When people say to me, what have you been up to at the weekend? Yeah. This is on Monday morning. They say, what did you do at the weekend? And I'm like,
what? Don't know.
I breathed in, I breathed out, probably an equal number of times.
I just got to try and look at my million DVDs and Blu-rays. I think to myself, what one did I watch yesterday? What one did I watch?
Well, here on that note then, Netflix, are you a Netflix man?
I'm not actually, to be honest. I don't actually have Netflix, believe me. I actually don't.
Do you like the collectible side of it then, the DVDs, having those DVDs? Yes, do you like the physical aspect?
And for instance, if you move, for instance, so you go somewhere temporarily, you know, you can take some of your favourite DVDs and Blu-rays with you. And I've got quite a few of them.
I bet you do.
You know, I've got quite a few, there's a few Blu-rays and DVDs that I like. One of them is a film with he starred in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Christian Slater? Jack Nicholson. Sorry,
Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson. That was called About Schmidt, and I've got that's one of the films that I take because I enjoy watching it regularly, and
I just want to point out, in my defense here, I went to see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at the Edinburgh Festival, and it was Christian Slater, so that's where my confusion came in.
I actually haven't heard of that one, David. I haven't heard of the one
Christian Slater. It was just a one-off like performance for that year at the festival, but it was really good.
Yes, I do like Christian Slater. I'm from that era, you know, Heathers and all that stuff.
The last film that I actually... I haven't seen Christian Slater in a film for a long time. The only films I've actually seen him in are, for instance, Pump Up the Volume.
Oh, amazing.
Heathers, and, of course, what's the other one he starred in?
Austin Powers.
Robin Hood,
yeah.
He did star in that, didn't he? Yes.
Yeah.
Although I didn't. It's a film that I've actually not seen. I've seen clips of, just trying to think, I've seen bits of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, but I've not seen it all. I'm just trying.
Is that song put me off? That song that was at the chart in the chart for like 3 million years. You know that?
Yes. it was on. Yeah, it was number one for a very long time.
Aye, Mr. Bryan Adams with his Everything I Do. Yeah.
And it's funny, I love Bryan Adams, but that's not my favourite song by him.
No. When it's played on the radio. Yeah, exactly. I played on the radio every 2 minutes over that decade.
It was like the Wet, Wet, Wet song in 1994.
Love Is All Around.
Yes, yeah. You know. And Bodyguard as well. What was the Bodyguard one with?
I will always love you.
Please no. Make it stop. Yeah.
It's quite funny actually because my kids were watching a film a couple of weeks ago called We Can Be Heroes, and I was like, I was just kind of glancing up at points, and then I looked up and I'm like, oh, that's Christian Slater.
There he is again.
As well, I'm just trying to think. There's Heathers. There's Pump Up the Volume and.
Yeah, you're right. There is another big
True
one
Romance.
True Romance.
No, it's not something else. It's there was another one.
Very Bad Things.
No, I can't.
I think I know the one he's trying to get, and I can't remember it either.
No.
The only other one I can think of is Broken Arrow.
Yeah,
Broken Arrow.
With John Travolta. Was it with John Travolta?
Yeah, yeah. Indeed. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I can't remember the last. I can't remember the last film. Actually, you know what? I mean, it's funny. I'm always thinking to myself at the moment whilst we're having a conversation, you know, am I just dithering? But, of course, this will all be edited, won't it?
Of course, you're all good. You're all good. Stobie will sort this, don't you worry. Young Guns. He was in Young Guns as well, Christian Slater.
He was, yes. Yeah. That was Austin, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something else about it. There was that film?
I'm looking down his IMDb at the moment. I mean, what a handy site that is. And you know, there is so much stuff that I've just never heard of. Star Trek 6, apparently. There you go.
Right, okay. Ooh, no.
Young Guns 2.
No, I don't know what it could be. It was something anyway. I think I'll always love him for being in Heathers. What a film.
Yeah.
What a film.
Game changer, that one. Absolute game changer.
It was... It was unique. Most films are unique, but that was just very
totally
very
off the wall, proper black comedy.
It was a unique film.
So, what in the world of Matthew Miller, what is your perfect night in?
Perfect night in, actually, is just sitting down, maybe with a pizza, watching a film, then going on the internet and just surfing the net, really.
And listening to the Perth podcast.
Yes. But what I love is I go into the internet quite a lot, and I watch a lot of documentaries on YouTube, especially historic ones, because I like documentaries about events from the past.
Right.
So, for instance, I like I take an interest in, for instance, like the Windrush generation. I find that quite interesting, the Windrush generation.
Right.
And I also like, you know, usually documentaries to do with things to do with the United Nations, things like this, things that...
Wow. So not like your standard The War, because that's what everyone, if you know, you talks about if they're into their history. Way, way more than that.
Yes. There's some events that I might take more of an interest in than others, but
I love Chernobyl, which is really weird.
I do like lots of different historical events. Sorry, pardon, Ian, what did you say?
The Chernobyl disaster. I'm actually quite into that, learning about the Chernobyl disaster and what caused the meltdown, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and of course you know, and obviously you want to know about it because something like that must never happen again.
Well, exactly. Yeah, so it's learn from those lessons and not allow it to happen again. And I do remember I was a very young child when it happened.
Yes.
And I remember my mum being all worried because they talked about the radioactive cloud that was floating across the world and it was coming our way and all that sort of stuff. And that's all I can really remember. And it was years and years later that I got interested in the actual thing when I found out you can actually visit. So my love of photography makes me want to visit the area to go and take photographs of it. So.
Yeah, and what that's a great thing about history. Like we were saying, you can learn from something. You know, I mean,
and we should.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't believe that certain things should be erased, because how are we meant to learn from
exactly.
the past? How are we meant to go on in the future with if we keep erasing stuff from the past?
Yeah.
Another thing I quite like, which is quite similar, I guess, to history, because obviously it was quite similar, especially for me at high school, geography. I take a big interest in geography. I love places. I like the history of certain places and history of different countries. And I think geography and history, that's what I take a great interest in when I'm at home. And
the two subjects I failed miserably at.
Didn't do too very well. I can't remember doing that well at either, but it was very interesting. I certainly take an interest, as an adult, I take a great interest in geography and history.
Well, actually, that's really interesting. I was about to bring that point. Do you find that now as an adult that you want to learn these things, but you don't have, you're not a sponge like you are when you're a child? You know, so it's harder to learn, but you've got the want to learn.
Yes, it is harder to learn because we're all a bit busy and we're all working hard and doing lots of things and, looking after, in your case, looking after your you and David's case, looking after your children and your family.
Distractions, life distractions, isn't it? That's what it is. Responsibilities.
Yes. Certainly, these things that I never took an interest in.
When you should have.
it just weren't enthusiastic. And things I wasn't that enthusiastic about it in high school or primary school, I'm certainly more interested in them now. Like geography and history, you know, as an adult, I just find I'm just taking interest in lots of different things. There's not many things that I don't take an interest in. Although one thing that I could happily live without is reality TV.
Oh, mate, you and me both, honestly. I could wipe that off the planet. Yes, yes, absolutely. Talking about learning lessons from history, yes, let's please get rid of them.
I think it's quite an interesting point, though, because I think as we're older, we now know where we could apply this knowledge.
Then
we're like, if only I'd paid attention. I did a module of history at uni, and I have no idea what I was learning about. I didn't have the skills to actually learn and apply what I was doing. I just had the skills to pass an exam.
Yeah.
I had the skills to remember for 2 days.
You know,
and dump it onto a piece of paper and then walk away and forget it all. And looking back now, I'm like, I wish I could have done this or done that. But
I wish I paid attention in German. That was my big one.
Yeah.
Life is full of I wishes.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda, you know.
you know, you could, there's things in 20 years time, I'll be saying, oh, I wish I did better at that. I wish I took more of an interest in that. I wish I took more of an interest in things that are happening now.
Mm. But hey, we've all got our things. We've all got our foibles and our interests and our capabilities, and that's fine. From this, I'm going to do a quick turnaround here. So to go back to your sort of, your life in ASDA. Let's just turn this back to your work just for a wee minute here. So I've picked out a quote here from the ASDA website.
Yes.
Store manager Ian McCullen said, "Matthew is a true ambassador of service for our store and regularly gets customer compliments." And I completely and utterly believe that.
Thank you.
So that's fantastic. And the other quote you said in that interview was, "We all have enough problems to stress about, so you don't need to see any when you're out doing your shopping." And I think that's an amazing attitude to have. And you are there serving these people and actually giving them that experience. And, you know, that's fantastic. Matthew, it's been brilliant having you on. I've loved listening to your stories about working in ASDA and about what your home life's like.
Yes.
The one question we always, always ask our guests is, if there was one thing you would tell a stranger or someone who hadn't been to Perth before to do, one thing you'd tell them to do, what would that one thing be?
Oh, well, there's lots of things you can do in Perth. One place I like to go for a meal is the Tabler. That's very nice.
Oh, Tabler's amazing.
Yes, not far from where I live. I actually live on South Street.
Right.
So I'm not far from the Tabler because that's on South Street. And not only is the food brilliant, but Praveen and his team are brilliant.
Agreed.
It's always a pleasure going there, and they always give you a warm welcome. But the food is delicious, and one of my favorite one of my favorite restaurants in Perth.
Nice.
That's if you're just in Perth and you find yourself there for the evening, you should try and go to the Tabler. That's right. You get a good meal there.
Lovely. Apart from that, Matthew, it's been great having you on. Thanks very much.
Not at all. Nice to see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, cheers, Matthew.
Bye, cheers, bye, David. Bye, Ian.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I love that.
Yeah, I've got so much time for Matthew. He's such a nice guy. And his film collection must be huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially as it's not digital.
His facts are amazing as well. He knows, he's so compassionate when it comes to, you know, people, especially in the media, of who we might have lost, whether it's an important director or, you know, a filmmaker, an actor. He's all over it. He knows exactly everything about them. And I really enjoy reading his posts on Facebook about these people. People I might not even be aware we've lost.
Mm-hmm. And he remembers my birthday every year before I do.
I believe that.
Yeah, like every year I'll see him at some point. He'll be like, "Oh, David, if I don't see you before, have a great birthday on Wednesday."
What did he get you this year?
DVD.
Matthew, if you're listening, where's our present? No, I'm joking. But absolute pleasure to have him in. And we hope to speak to him again at some point as well.
Yep.
If I tell you as well, if there's anyone that you think, you know, embodies the whole customer service experience in Perth, please let us know and we'll try and grab them and get on the show. For me, I think I've mentioned it in the show before, but Craigdon Sports, I went in for a pair of shoes. I had a bad back and they couldn't have been more helpful. The woman was with me explaining how the shoes affect, you know, how my stance affects my back for way longer than she probably should have been. But I tell you, I've bought those shoes and I've bought them again since. That's how good the service was. And actually, if that's not what you go into these shops for, what is it for? It is for the service.
Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, just click the button online and get them.
Yeah, and that's no fun for anyone in the shops. We're back to use it or lose it here. You want your shops, people. You've got a shop.
And it's never been more like important than it is now.
Oh, I know, after this lockdown for sure. I mean, people, the local shops are going to need us, all of us, to go in and buy stuff. You know, not just a coffee at your local whatever. Blend. But, you know, wherever that might be, blend. So, but you do need to go and buy shoes off the shops in here. Go and get stuff that you can buy in the shops. There's no point in complaining that there's no shops when they're all gone, when we, and I mean we as a whole, have not shopped there.
Speaking of doing your bit for the community, I've been doing my bit for the community.
What's that?
During the week, I got in my induction for marshalling and volunteering at Jurors for the mass vaccination programme.
Oh, check you out.
I know.
Do you get to go first? Or?
I actually, they did say in the induction they'll try and get us vaccinated during some of our volunteering trips as well.
I hope so.
Yeah. But to be fair, you should be pretty safe in there.
Yeah, yeah. Do you get to stab people? I mean, jag people?
No, absolutely not.
That's fine. I was just checking, you know. No, I might avoid mine that way.
So I'll be helping out at that, which I think...
Great.
Yeah, just through... You can register through the council if you want to get involved.
No, that sounds really good, man. And what a thing to step forward to do as well. I mean, we need that. We need people to help out with these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure meeting you at the door is the right way to do it, but you know, whatever.
I will inspire confidence.
Or people will run a mile.
It's one out of two.
But that's good, man. That's fantastic to hear that you're doing that. When's that start then?
I've got a booking shifts now, so and there's nothing for the next 2 weeks. So we'll wait and see what happens after that.
They just don't want you to still be.
There's an element of that. Take one look at me. I'm like, why has the induction only been 10 minutes and it's been here's the exit?
Here's the way out. Yeah. Please help yourself to it. No, it's good. Well, hopefully people bump into you. We should get your Perth podcast t-shirt so people know. Don't be interviewing people. That's not why you're there, okay?
And then I'm on the front door and I'm turning blue.
But yeah, so that's kind of that episode. What we've got coming up next? What's the next one?
Up next is Sharon Thomas from Lighthouse for Perth.
Ooh, right.
So it's great conversation. She's talking about what Lighthouse do and how the nuke works as well. Now, I know we mentioned this on 17 and it's NEUK, not NUKE. Yep. And how that works as well, because even that in itself is a fantastic thing.
Nice.
So yeah, that'll be the next episode.
And that was your interview. I have no idea what happened there, so I'm really looking forward to hearing what went on there.
Yeah, pressure's on.
Did you muck it up? What have I told you? But yeah, that's it for this episode, folks. Usual fcpod.net, check out the website. Not just us, there's a bunch of Perth podcasts, other Perth-based podcasts on fcpod.net. So check out what else is there. You'd be surprised how many there are. So yeah, get that going. Find us on Facebook, Perth Podcasts. The Perth Podcast? Perth Podcast? It's one of the two. Find us anyway.
Search for the Perth Podcast. Exactly. It usually works.
I'm not going to explain how to search. We should really know how to do that. But subscribe to us. We're on Spotify, iTunes, all the other ones that still be able to remind me of.
Amazon Music.
I keep forgetting about Amazon. Yes, Amazon Music. So yeah, subscribe. Keep in touch. Get in touch with us. As I say, if you've got anything you think, look, these people need to speak to us, they need to get their name out there, send us a message on Facebook and we'll see what we can do.
Next time you're at your friend's house, just say, Alexa, play the Perth Podcast. And
she'll say, I don't understand.
Then ask for the science of fiction.
Oh, controversial. But actually, science of fiction is really good. I do enjoy that podcast, even if we do say so myself. I'm not involved in it. Stoby, you're a big part of that one. I love some of the stuff that goes on in that. It's humorous. It's, you know, factual. Listen to that one, folks.
Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for current affairs, there's the Castle View.
Ah, yes, indeed. Lots and lots. Is there enough hours in the day? Well, yeah, well, if you're in the middle of COVID, probably. But yeah, thanks for listening, folks. We'll catch you next time.